this whole concept of hand washing is new to a lot of people right now, I guess.
Which is a frightening thought.
It really is, because we've actually had to show people how to properly wash their hands, which is scary in itself. But here's a woman in Vancouver, Washington. Her name is Miley. She posted on Reddit about her recent hand washing issue.
Yeah.
She quote, "I just realized my soap wasn't working because it literally is a block of cheese."
Seriously, you're making that up, Miley. Please tell us you're making that up.
She said it was a couple of days of, why isn't this soap foaming?
Yeah.
And she came to realize it was a dried out squared of Tillamook sharp cheddar cheese.
That just happened to be where the soap would ordinarily be? Or did she just go digging for it?
Well, here's the thing. Okay. She left out the fact that she was intoxicated. The whole thing broke out and she forgot. And even she shared a picture of the cheese, actually posted it up on her Facebook page. Kind of funny. But you know, a lot of blocks of cheese, if they've got that red coating, that wax over on some cheeses, and they really are hard. They do look like bars of soap.
Well, from a distance, yeah. But once you start, you know, lathering up with the cheese and realizing that you're not getting anything out.
Can you imagine her workmates?
Especially.
Miley really has a funny odor to her. I don't think she's washing properly.
Is that?
No, she hasn't.
Is that
been.
Lava or camembert? I can't tell. You would think that after sobering up, you'd realize that the cheese was indeed so. The soap
well,
was indeed
Kevin,
cheese.
Well, Kevin, one would hope.
So we're
not making them any smarter.
Let's go over the rules once again. Vodka, not an adequate substitute for hand sanitizer. Cheese, not an adequate substitute for soap. However, if used properly, vodka and cheese, a delicious,
very good pairing,
a delicious combination.